Hi, I'm Justin Wink, PhD, and you're listening to the Engineering Emotions and Energy Podcast. Are you ready to bust burnout, pursue your passion, have more time, money, energy, and relationships you actually love, including the relationship with yourself? If so, then this podcast is for you. I'm a best-selling author, coach, consultant, speaker, and a leader in transforming people's lives from living in fear, obligation, and guilt to living a life of joy, ease, and love. What's most important is that I can teach you all this in a way that's enjoyable, easy, fast, and can actually last. Let's begin. Welcome to the show. Today, I'm talking about getting over judgment. Judgment about yourself, fear of others judging you, and worrying about, is it good enough? Is it too good? Can people handle it? Do people want it? Are you good enough? What are people's thoughts about you? Because I'm here to tell you, you've been judged your entire life and it's not going to stop. It's never going to stop. If you're waiting for the day that no one's going to judge you, that everyone out there is going to accept you, that day will never come. You are going to be waiting until you are in the grave. So I'm going to go over, actually, it was yesterday. I went through a couple of boxes of stuff that was sent to me from my dad. So I found some gold in these boxes of things from when I was a child. Shows how even at a very young age, I was being judged. So we're going to dive into that, talk about that, and so that you can get over your fear of being judged and you can get on to doing what the fuck you really want to be doing, what really lights you up, what matters, what you're destined to be doing on this planet with your time here. So before that, though, I'm happy to be back in the US. The previous four podcasts, I think it's five. I did five remote podcasts while I was traveling around Central America. So I believe I did two in Costa Rica, one in Guatemala, and then I believe I did two more in Tulum, Mexico. So I'm back on the Pacific Coast here in California near San Francisco. It's so good to be back near the ocean. It's cool, even though in most parts of the country of the US, it's the hottest part of the summer where I live. You know, today it's sunny and warm, but yesterday it was nice, cloudy, just refreshing. And yesterday I also had an opportunity to go do a little community service. A friend of mine had done this. He's really into going, helping out the community. I'm so grateful to have a friend like him. But he was like, hey, going to be doing this street cleanup. And it's a lot of fun. You can, you know, you're cleaning up the streets of San Francisco, making it a little bit better place. And then you get to meet people. And then they give you coupons and things so you can have fun to go try some places maybe you wouldn't try out before. And, you know, a lot of people watch the news and that's all they know about San Francisco, that, oh, it's doom. It's going to be the next Detroit, that it's going to be awful. And yeah, there's some people living in some conditions that I wouldn't choose. I wouldn't want anyone I care about to live in these conditions. Yet it's not everywhere all over San Francisco. There's neighborhoods that are fantastic to be with. It reminds me very much of my experience in Tulum, where I'm in a nice, luxurious, basically condo where I'm staying. And it's right next to dirt roads with garbage on it and people living in places that they've put up quickly, that with found materials, and just different people living different lives. And the question is what kind of life do you want to lead? Do you want to be leading a life where you're living how you want and you're being a part of enabling others to live a life that they want? Or are you focusing on what's wrong? Because if you're focusing on what's wrong, you're probably just going to get more of the same. Because really, you get in your life what you place your attention. So if you're worried about things going wrong, things being bad, I would be surprised if things are going really great for you. So it was a great experience. You know, I mean, again, it's not easy because they instruct you that there are three things you're not supposed to be picking up: avoid glass, avoid needles, and avoid poop. And definitely encountered some of all three. Yet it's great to be working with others and to see how clean the streets are afterwards and going like, you know what, made a little bit of a difference. The streets now feel a little bit better. And maybe that impacts other people and they feel better and they're going to do a little bit better, right? And at the very least, I'm feeling better and here talking about how I could feel better so you could feel better. So it was like a really good experience and met some great people. And some of them might even be helping out with the book, which I'm recording this. We're launching the audiobook today. You know, it will have been available. So still, it's still available. It's still available even when you're listening to this. Doesn't matter if you're listening to this years later. EngineeredToLove.com will have all the links, but it's on Audible, Apple Books, Google Play Books, I think audiobooks.com. So just look up Engineered to Love by Justin Wenk, PhD, and you can get the audiobooks. Now you can listen to the great stories. What's great about my book? I have great exercise. I have great relaxation techniques. All these are narrated by me. So if you're just like, I can't read how to do a breathing exercise, I want someone to tell me how to do it. It's in the book. I tell you, here's how you do it. And you just got to follow along. It's fantastic. It really is. It really turned out well. And there's even bonus stuff in there that isn't in the book, because it's like, as I'm going through reading, I'm like, add a little extra flavor, a little something, something for you to enjoy. So do encourage you to go get that, because yeah, it's great. People have been loving it. I still get people saying like, oh my gosh, I just was, you know, somebody was an early listener that I met on my trip. She was just telling me, I just listened to the I Love Myself meditation in your audiobook. It was fantastic. Thank you so much. So I want you to be able to enjoy that. And, you know, forward it along to a friend, let somebody else know, maybe a coworker, maybe you have a team and you'd like them to have more clarity on what makes them feel alive, what makes them feel like they're doing what matters. Because if they're doing what matters on your team, that's a way more effective, more enjoyable team to work with, and they're going to be doing great things for you. So that, let's get into the main thing about judgment, being judged of like, you know, oh, what are you good at? What, you know, and what do you need to work on? Like, what could you be improved? And as I was going through the things that were sent, so there's like a pillow that had my birth certificate on it, you know, signed by the doctor. There was pictures all the way up through college in there. There was, you know, knickknacks from when I graduated from my undergrad, Cal Poly San Luis Obispo, and my PhD program at UC Davis. But some of the things that were more interesting were some of these things from my elementary school days. And one of the things I found was a report about myself when I was in the third grade from my third grade teacher, Mr. Edmonds, who I remember he had a mustache and he would play guitar. So he'd have little breaks playing, I don't know, kind of folk song type stuff. Like I think he'd sing like song, you know, John, if I had a hammer, I'd swing it in the daytime, I'd swing it in the evening. Songs like that he would sing. And that was like the treat for learning or something like that. But it's, you know, I'm videotaping this. So maybe at some point I'll get the videos of these on YouTube. But yeah, he wrote this. I think it was probably written using a word processor. So many of you, you know that you write on a computer nowadays, and that in ye olden times, people wrote using typewriters. There's an in-between period where there were these things called word processors that were not quite computers, but they were more advanced than typewriters, because what this has is it's three pages, and the pages do have like headers. Like it has headers that are the same on each page. And so I'm kind of thinking that it's probably wasn't a typewriter, but you know, this is dated November 8th, 1989. So well before a school teacher would have a computer, because they would have been thousands of dollars then, which inflation adjusted would have been like $6,000. Nobody had a computer back then. I mean, I think I had a friend that had a computer, but his dad was an engineer and all that sort of stuff. So this is titled Student Individual Education Plan. And the reason I'm going to be going through this is because it's got judgments about me. And we're going to see like what resonates true and what maybe is not so true, or what have I allowed to be true? And I want you to be thinking of judgments you have about yourself, about your capabilities, about who you are, about what you like, what you don't like, what you're not good at, and start going back. How do you know that that's true? How do you know that you maybe aren't so good at math? How do you know that maybe you're not the most organized person? Was that put upon you? And have you just allowed that to be true? And maybe there's just some things that you just don't like. Maybe you could be good, but you just don't like. And so we're going to go through. So this is, I am 8 years old. Yeah, 8 years old. So this is judgments on an eight-year-old. And I've got, this is me at eight. I'm showing a little picture in the video. And so if you go to justinwink.com, we'll make sure you get this picture up on the blog post going with this. And I'll probably make sure it's included in the social media postings for this. So, you know, this, you know, little chubby, derpy eight-year-old missing a couple front teeth, you know, so this is adults having judgment. So, well, relative strengths. So we're starting off with what are the strengths of this eight-year-old with regard to the areas which appear to be most outstanding at this time. Justin, I like how it's qualified that it's at this particular time that this could all turn to shit in the future, or maybe it wasn't true. But at this time, these were Justin's strengths. And will be Justin, I don't know, demonstrates advanced math skills. So I did go on to get a PhD in electrical engineering, which does require a lot of math skills, calculus, differential equations, geometry, all sorts of that stuff. So boy, did I run with that. Enjoys learning to an unusual degree. So it's like a judgment on a judgment of a, so I don't know what it is. And I still do. I like to learn. I like to grow. I've taken that on. I still find that useful. Willingly approaches challenging and complex material. Boy, I've been working on actually maybe letting this go on that things don't have to be so challenging or so complicated. In fact, one of my things has been that a lot of things are simple. They just might be challenge or require effort to have happen as we go forward. So maybe that's a little unfortunate that I took that on, that I like challenge, that I like complex things. Because I'm still doing it. Even just this coaching career is challenging. It's challenging, but it's so worth it. It's so worth it. Since being back, I did get to do a session with one of my clients, and he's just doing phenomenal. He's just loving his life. The relationship with his wife is great. He's just having such an easier time when challenges come up at work. So I'm just very, very happy. And that's the type of results of why I do what I do. Demonstrates unusual insight during discussions. So even as an eight-year-old, apparently I was phenomenal at noticing patterns, having perspective, insights, things like that, which this is what makes me a phenomenal coach, phenomenal author, phenomenal podcaster. It's probably why you like to listen, probably why you like to hear me. And I would encourage you, if you want to get even more of that, work with me, reach out. Let's see, what else was good about eight-year-old Justin? Demonstrates rapid insight into cause-effect relationships, determines underlying principles. And this I've learned lately, it can be a little bit of a double-edged sword of that, since I was always able to easily figure out what was going on, why things were working, this has become a little bit of a crutch or a challenge of like needing to know what's going on, why things are the way they are. And sometimes things just are, or it's a waste of time to figure out why it's going on. It's an illusion of control to know, like, well, this person has this history, this person has that history, this is how they got to this, and this is why things are. Sometimes things just are, and it's, do I want to, does that help or not? If not, maybe I don't need to know the details and I move on with my life. So again, these judgments that people have put onto us that we have about ourselves, that they may or may not be helpful. It really is like, what do I want to do? And is it helpful to take these on? And I'm seeing how some of these have been helpful. And then other of these, it's like, that hasn't been helping me out too much to continue this quote unquote strength of mine. Demonstrates creativity is highly imaginative. So, I mean, it makes me fun for, you know, this show, for my books. I'm great at conversation. I come up with fun things. Demonstrates a good fund of knowledge for his, her age. So we're getting a hint here that this might've been a little copy paste going on, because this, you know, again, this is 1989. We were not pronoun aware back then. I was a his, and it was okay to assume I was a his, and it's going to remain a his back then. So I think there was a little bit of copy paste going on here. Well, let's get on to my weaknesses. So this eight-year-old child, has some work to do. This guy, this little fucker, has some things to work on. All right. With regard to the areas which appear to provide the greatest difficulty, Justin needs to expand the range of literature reading. So apparently at the age of eight, my repertoire of fine literature was not up to par. So there was no Harry Potter at this time. There was no Twilight Saga. I don't even know what the fuck the books were at this time, but apparently I was not. And you know what? I still don't read a wide breadth of literature. I mostly like things that are beneficial in my life. And so sometimes if there is like a story that is going to have some beneficial meaning to me, I like to, like The Alchemist, I think, is a good example of a narrative story that has beneficial learnings, things like that I enjoy. But just, you know, fantasy for pure fantasy's sake, sometimes I would get into it, but I think I found it a little escapist. So yeah, it's still getting to know me. And so, yeah, I don't care that I'm not super into, I once felt that I needed to read all of the great books, or at least I should know about all the great books. And then I kind of realized, like, most of the great books, the old books, I don't like reading them. They're written in funky ways. It's a lot of work. And I'd rather get those stories, those human connections through other stories that have been modernized. Let's see, more of the weaknesses. Needs further opportunities to practice oral reading to develop fluency. So apparently back then, maybe I didn't read so good out loud, but I feel like I'm a really good reader now. You should, again, check out the audiobook. I'm reading my own audiobook. Again, I wrote it, so maybe that's cheating. But I think that one I'm no longer weak at. Needs further development of proofreading skills. So boy, what a waste of fucking time that is. And I think this is something that, yeah, I often had a hard time. Because I think, you know, I'm pretty good at proofreading my own thing if given this certain amount of time. But when I read, I'm just like, I want to know what's good info for me. And I'm not there to just critique the writing style. So again, I don't care. Shows a need to be better organized of school materials. Needs to develop persistence and organization to finish long-term tasks. And it's interesting because in some ways, I still find these to be challenging. Yet there's ways to work around this. Like I can have other people help me out. I found ways to get me where it's when something's important to somebody else, I make sure I get it done. Let's see. That's another one. Evidences behaviors which deter good use of time. Boy, I don't even know what that means. That evidences behaviors which deter good use of time. That's very judgy that I was doing things that are not a good use of time. Let's see. Lastly, shows a need to continue development of critical thinking skills as applies to independent reading. I analyze, compare, contrast, evaluate, etc. And I think this is just like, I just want to take stuff in and figure out, is it going to be good for my life or not? Like, you know, I'm not going to critically evaluate something. Yeah, it's like either I want to read it or I don't want to read it. And that's I think, whereas the school is all about, oh, well, you're supposed to discern, analyze what just the thing in of itself. And I think I prefer a bigger picture than that. So we see that there's all these judgments that were coming at me back when I was, you know, this 8-year-old. And the judgments continued, you know, report cards and assessments and all these things. And it's almost the things that I was considered good at, I just kept getting good and better. And I was also reading some letters of that, like I wrote of like my values and things like that, that like I value being good at things. If I can't do my best at it, then I'm just not going to do it. And I'd read that and I'm just like, oh, that poor kid, like not being allowed to be shitty at something just because he like enjoys it or wants to do it or likes it, which is something I've gotten a lot better at doing something that I just want to do because I want to do it, because I want to enjoy it for the fun of it, for the love of it. And maybe I'm a little shitty at it. Because one of the things that I started doing a couple months ago was learning the Glockenspiel. And the Glockenspiel is, it's the metal version of a xylophone, which is a struck instrument that you bang on and it makes beautiful sounds and tones and be fun to play songs, but then also just fun to bang around with for fun. And, you know, I was doing the lessons and it's like, yeah, I started out sucking and I'm still not great at it, but I've gotten better and it's fun. It's fun. And it doesn't matter if I'm not the best by whatever my brain standards are. It's how does it feel? And I think that's what a lot of this is with regards to judgment judgment has no place in your life. The information, like, yes, objectively, I do not play as quickly or as well as someone who is probably, you know, in an orchestra. But if I feel joy when I'm doing it, I should keep doing it. If my goal is to play in an orchestra, then it's good feedback that to notice that, I am not able to play the types of things in the way that most other orchestra, xylophone, glockenspiel players play, then that's information for me to go, okay, perhaps I got to practice more, right? So judgment really just has no place in deciding what you want to do. There's the information, but what do you want it to mean? That's really what matters. So like, yeah, I'm not, maybe not as organized as other people. Maybe that's still true. But does that mean I can't do certain activities? Does that mean I can't run a business? Or does that mean I'm just going to run a business differently? I'm going to require somebody else to help keep me organized, which I've begun to do. I have this great executive assistant that's been working with me for the last couple months. And maybe it's 3 months now. It's been flying by. Like she's phenomenal. She's so organized and on top of things and really helps me stay organized, which I've been mentioning. But also now I feel like, okay, I got someone who's keeping me on track and I got to make sure I finish things. It's helpful. So a lot of this information, it's like, okay, it's not good, bad, but just what it is. And when that judgment comes in, like the fact, you know, that we got these, you know, what are the weaknesses and what are the strengths? Fuck that. Fuck that. These are just observations of Justin. And then Justin gets to decide what he wants to do with that. Go, oh, interesting. Okay. I have these abilities and what do I enjoy doing? What do I want to do? So maybe how, based off what I want to do, how am I going to either grow or augment that with the support of others? That's what all this information is about. And when you're getting the judgment and worried about, because you're not worried about what other people think, you're worried about what you think about what other people think. Because if you don't care about what other people thought, you wouldn't care about what other people thought. But the fact that you care, that you give them the power, that's what gives them the power. You ultimately have the power over the judgment. You have the power. And since you have the power, you can take that power back and go, I'm not going to let what other people say about me impact me. I'm going to do what I want to do. And now you might be thinking like, well, that's selfish. That's selfish to do what I want to do. If you're listening to this, you are not a selfish person. Not at all. I know that. I know that the people that follow me, that listen to me, you're some of the most kind-hearted, beautiful people. And that's probably what keeps you back is you're so scared that you're going to hurt people. Yet you're hurting people because one of the people that you're hurting the most is yourself. When you're not doing what lights you up, when you're not doing what matters to you, you're killing yourself. You're killing yourself. You're probably doing things that are harmful and you're disappointing yourself. And then that is what you're putting out into your relationships, that hurt, that pain, that disappointment, and people feel it. People feel it. I know I could feel it with my parents that they weren't doing exactly what they wanted to do. And I just remember thinking like, I just wish either my mom or dad or both ideally would just do what makes them happy. Like, I just love them so much. I just want to be happy. So think of that, how you probably have had that for other people. And what you do for yourself is what you can do for other people. So when you can give yourself the gift of happiness by being that example, being that model, that allows you to give that to other people, that they can then go be happy, that they can have joy, that they can have impact in ways that light them up, allow them to give their gifts, to grow in the way they want to grow. And so that is why it's so important to drop these judgments about yourself and also drop it about other people. Because when you're judging others, that's really just judgment about yourself as well. So anytime that you see somebody doing something, you're like, well, that's dumb. That's silly. That's not good. There's probably a little bit of like, you might want to do that. And how are you going to do it if that's dumb or that's silly or that's wrong? Yeah. So you can just go like, no, that's just not something that interests me at this point. That's just not something for me right now. Because you could change. There are lots of things where it's like, yeah, that's not for me right now. But in the future, it might be just the right thing at the right time. So with that, I am going to wrap this show up. I'm so glad to be back for doing these shows. Again, encourage you to get the audiobook, engineeredtolove.com, for all the links of places where you can get it. And of course, the print and the ebook are also still available. Highly recommend that. And find me on the social medias, Justin Wink, PhD, on TikTok, Instagram, LinkedIn, Facebook. Yeah, find me there. And of course, podcast at justinwink.com. And if you want to contact me about, you know, ideas for the show, or if you want to work with me, definitely have some things in the works coming up for group programs. But also, I do have a couple slots for doing one-on-one coaching. So do reach out to find out about if that could work for you. Because again, I'm not for everybody. And I like it that way. I don't need to be a coach for everybody. I am not Tony Robbins. My head is much smaller. My voice is different. Yeah, so I'm very happy to be me and to not be Tony Robbins. So I am not the coach for everybody. But if I am a good match, like, fuck, you're going to just... your life's going to be so much better so much quickly. Like, I don't waste time. So with that, I thank you and good day.